Amid complaints about a slow rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine in Massachusetts, Governor Charlie Baker announced changes today. Massachusetts will expand the number of vaccination sites to 165, including a mass vaccination site at the Eastfield Mall in Springfield, and will move people age 65 and older higher on the vaccine eligibility list. By mid-February, Baker said the state will have the capacity to administer 305,000 doses of vaccine per week, but he cautioned the state can only move as fast as the federal government delivers the vaccine.
If we just continue to get what we've been getting and we do what we're planning to do over the next 2 weeks, as I said, we will have empty seats and open appointments that we won't be able to fill.
In line with recommendations from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Massachusetts is giving a higher priority now to seniors in its three-phase vaccine rollout. Massachusetts residents 65 and older will now be in line to receive the vaccine behind people aged 75 and older and people with two or more chronic health issues. Under this new plan, seniors can be vaccinated before some essential workers, including teachers, transit, and grocery store workers. Starting February 1st, residents 75 and older are eligible to get vaccinated, and beginning Wednesday can start booking appointments. With the state changing who's eligible for the vaccine, Baker urged people to visit the website mass.gov/COVID-vaccine-map.
But at this point in time, what I would say to anybody who's confused is go to the site, determine when you're eligible, find a site that's convenient for you, make an appointment.
The mass vaccination site at the Eastfield Mall will open Friday, January 29th. The first large-scale vaccination location in Massachusetts at Gillette Stadium began operating last week. A site at Fenway Park will open February 1st. Two more sites in Danvers and Boston have been announced, and the administration said there will be others. Also this week, 44 new public vaccination sites will open in pharmacies and community clinics. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said he personally lobbied Governor Baker to get a mass vaccination site in the city.
And in my conversations with the governor, he knows the importance of getting out the vaccinations and the testing out here to Western Massachusetts.
Sarno said Monday people are clamoring to be vaccinated to the point they're even calling him at home to find out when they can get a shot.
I do want to see more of an aggressive pace, and I think you will start to see that. I think people are a little bit frustrated. We all are.
For Massachusetts to meet its goal to vaccinate almost 4 million residents by the summer, the state needs to vaccinate four times as many people as it is now on a daily basis, according to Dr. Mark Kerouac, president and CEO of Bay State Health.
So what do we need? Number one, we need more supply. Number two, we need more large and small vaccine centers. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed for a couple of new products, likely the AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson products.
Kerouac said to meet the vaccination goals, 5,000 people per day will have to be vaccinated just in the Pioneer Valley. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.